land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is our number two on this Wednesday, June the 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Sent out 87 text messages during the break. My right thumb is numb. I forwarded you the screenshot of Congressman Jack Bergman's contact information. I also sent you the flyer that needs to be revised. I will do it later tonight when I get back home from putting up signs. I have the final four main road signs to put out, 4x4s, and I got about 110 yard signs that I'm going to pepper at intersections and street signs throughout Antrim County. By 10 o'clock tonight when it gets dark, I will be done with signs. I am going to be done with signs today. Absentee ballots get mailed out on Saturday. You'll probably start getting them Monday or Tuesday in your mailbox if you requested an absentee ballot. Personally, I am voting in person at 7:37 p.m. on August 6th. I want to walk into my polling place and see if somebody's cast a ballot for me already. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate the information that you guys are sending me. Rob, you got the thumbs up. Don't need to do that, guys. I don't need those messages. Don't need those thumbs up, guys. I appreciate it, but all you do is gunk up my phone. Just take the flyer and take the screenshot. Now, again, the flyer is going to be revised tonight. I'm going to add the congressional district at the front end. Doors are going to open at, I have to talk to Ellison Place. Doors will open at 4 now instead of 5. The first congressional district will be from 5 to 6. Then we're going to go to the 107th because those folks in Sault Ste. Marie have to drive the furthest. So the 107 will be from 6 p.m. to 6:58. The 106th, Cam Cavett, Todd Smallenberg will be from 7 to 7:58. And then Ken Borden and Christian Marcus will close it out, 105th, from 8 to 8:58 p.m. So I now have to change this and add the first congressional district at the top. I'll redo the flyer, and I'll have it available for you tomorrow's show. It just, last night, attending the Antrim County Republican Party monthly meeting, they endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, and they endorsed Josh Saul for Congress. And Josh said something that really ticked me off. He said, Jack Bergman won't debate me. Every time a county party or some organization has tried to put together a debate, well, you didn't check with us ahead of time to see if we are available. We didn't know anything about it. They haven't showed up. Josh said that he's confronted Jack Bergman twice since he's filed to run. It was a private Bergman event they threw him out of. They called the sheriff and had him removed for trespassing. And he did have an opportunity at some, I think it was a Reagan Day dinner in one of these counties. And he got to confront him about not supporting Todd Smallenberg, a veteran. And Jack just hung his head in shame and walked away from Jeff Saul. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Couple of text messages. Randy, if Congressman Jack Bergman does show up, who's going to moderate that debate? The county chairs. I cannot moderate and be part of asking questions of the candidates and the elected officials at this event. I have personally endorsed candidates. Josh Saul for Congress, Neil Friske for the 107th, Todd Smallenberg for the 106th, Kristen Marcus for the 105th. I cannot be impartial in asking questions. I could. I totally would. But if the elected officials or candidates didn't like my questions, well, you're just biased against me. I'm going to ask the question to both candidates running for the office, but no, I can't do it. So, again, the county chairman, if you're a county chairman in the 105th, 106th, 107th, or the 1st Congressional District, I'm going to invite you to come prepared with questions to ask your candidates, your elected officials that you are part of. Now, if we're all 1st Congressional District, all of you county chairs, 36 of you, should be in the room to question Jack Bergman and Josh Saul. I don't know if all 36 counties will show up, but we're going to try. 105th has, what, four or five counties? 106th the same, 107th. We'll get those five, six, four, whatever it is, number of county chairs there, and they'll ask the questions. That's how this is going to work. The radio station is only hosting the event. And by the way, folks, per the flyer, this is going to be a biennial event. Biennial. B-I-E-N-N-I-A-L. This will happen every 2 years, starting in 2024. It will happen in 2026, 2028, and beyond, God willing. Every 2 years, we will host this event before the August primaries. Or if they move them up, we'll do them in May. I think, personally, the primary should be in May, not August. You know that stupid millage special election they have for millages in May? That's when our primary should be. I want state senators and state representatives from Northern Michigan to introduce the changes in those election laws. August is too damn late for us to decide on who the candidate is to run against the communist Democrats in November. How do you raise money? How do you put up signs? How do you run ads? How do you do mailings? How do you knock on doors? Do you realize we have 45 days of early voting this year? August 6th is the primary, folks. The absentee ballots go out this Saturday, June 22nd, going to be in your mailbox June 24th. Look at a calendar and count it up. Between absentee ballots, 9 days of early voting, and then finally Election Day on August 6th, 45 days of this crap. It takes a ton of money to run a primary. Personally, I'd like to eliminate primary elections altogether. If you want to run as a Republican, you go in front of a state convention. Friday night, we have our caucuses. You break out into your 1st through 13, 14 congressional districts. No, we're down to 13 now, whatever. You do your congressional districts on Friday night. 1st district, biggest district in the state, 36 counties. Broken down into what? We start in the 100th, or we? No, we're 101st, right? 101st through 110th House District. So we've got 9 House Districts. We've got the Senate. Is the 35th in the 1st? I don't know if it is. I think it is. 35th, 36th, 37th, 38th. 4 Senate districts. 1 Congressional district. Friday night, you take care of your congressional district. Saturday, you wake up early and take care of state business. You break out into corners. 1st district, okay. 4 state senators, you're over here. Everybody take a corner. 9 House districts. You're 3 on this wall, 3 on this wall, 3 on that wall. The stage is at the other end. You get to talk for 15 minutes to the delegates. Paper ballots. Walk out of the state convention, Friday night caucuses, knowing who our Republican candidates are. Don't leave it up to newspaper ads and mailers and mailboxes and sheeple people that don't even belong to a party, don't know jack crap about any of the candidates, don't even know who the heck they are. And guess what? Democrats are able to cross over in our Republican primary. They don't give a crap about Elisa Slotkin being their Senate candidate. They know Detroit will get her elected. Ingham County, Flint, Genesee, Grand Rapids. Up here in Northern Country, don't give two craps about Elisa Slotkin. They don't even necessarily care about the two Democrats running for Congress. If I was a Democrat, I'd be voting for Callie Barr. Dr. Bob, you're done. You're a loser. Your last name should be L-O-S-E-R. Instead of L-O-R-I-N-S-E-R, whatever the heck it is, it should be L-O-S-E-R. You're a loser. Stop running. Sick Callie Barr on Jack Bergman. The wife of a veteran who, like Josh Stahl, was injured in battle. She had to learn the VA system. She had to learn about TRICARE. She had to learn about how to get her husband medical treatments dealing with the VA. Something that Jack Bergman has been on the committee for years and has done nothing for our veterans. You don't believe me? Ask a veteran. Talk to Lou Hitz up in Mackinac County about his problems in dealing with the VA to get his care. Talk to Josh Saul in the hell that he's been through in his recovery dealing with the VA. And Bergman's been right there on that committee. Put Josh Saul on that committee. Dave Agerman listening to the show, you need to list the five Republicans that voted for the last bloated budget. I don't even know what you're talking about. The congressional budget in Washington? Or are you talking about Lansing? I think you're talking about Washington. Text me the names. Oh, wait a minute. Thank you. I just got a correction from Josh Saul. Thank you, sir. First District includes the 99th and the 102nd through the 110. So the 100 and 101st is skipped, not part of the First District. Point of clarification. So you got the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's 9 plus the 99. So he's got 10 congressional, 10, excuse me, state house districts in the first congressional district. Wow. Did not know that. Man, is that map screwed up? Why would you leapfrog the 100 and 101st? Where are they? The 2nd? Probably. That's dumb as heck. These redistricting idiots totally butchered this map. It's so stupid. State House districts is 99th, then the 102nd through the 110th. Wow. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you listening and correcting me on that. I did not know the maps got changed up. In Lansing. Whoa. Are you talking about Dave? They haven't voted on the budget yet. Did they just vote on the budget just now, today? Like right now? Are you talking about this fiscal year budget 2024 that they voted on last year? John DeMoose is one of them. State Senator for the 37th. He voted for the budget. The last bloated budget. Okay, got it. Got it, got it. I just saw that now. So that was last year's 2024 fiscal year. They're doing fiscal year 2025 as we speak. Got it. Thank you, sir. Give me their names besides the Moose. See, here's the other problem we have with this people. This is the other problem we have. When they campaign, we knock doors, we put up signs, we talk to people, we have events, they go to county party meetings, they do different things, they do what they do. Jack Bergman holds a private reception for his supporters. And as Josh Josh Stahl removed for trespassing. It's a private event. You have to leave. If you don't leave, we'll call the sheriff and have you arrested. That's how Bergman operates. Well, I can guarantee I did not get an invitation to that private reception. Nope. It's game on, Jack. That's simple. It's game on. So, yes, if you want his private contact information, text me, Jack. I'll send you the flyer for the July the 11th debate the radio station's hosting, and I'll send you Jack Bergman's personal contact information. It's gone out to 103 people. Because I got to tell you something. If they won't show up and they won't debate, then why are you going to vote for them? It's that simple. If they will not show up and debate, don't vote for them. And you can call them and tell them that. If you don't show up, Jack, I'm not going to vote for you. It's that simple. It's free. It's not going to cost you a dime. Show up. I am so sick and tired of this Rogers crap. And by the way, folks, I got it from a few different sources. I'm waiting to get it from a couple more. Mike Rogers raised money for Donald Trump's legal defense fund. That's why he endorsed him. I've been told certain numbers. I've been told the way it went down, how it was done. Donald Trump got money from Rogers for the endorsement. I don't belittle Donald Trump for it in any way, shape, or form. All these lawsuits and criminal charges that he's facing, these dang attorneys are $1,000 an hour. A good defense attorney gets paid $1,000 an hour. If he's with you in trial for a day, it's going to cost you $10,000 because you got to buy his lunch. Yeah, the lunch is probably $500. You know, the thing of it is that's just absolutely ticking me off about this whole thing. How did we get here? How the heck did we get here? Vicky and I have been working our entire marriage together most of the time, except when I was a truck driver. We raised our family, our kids. We got them off to a good start, paid for weddings, put down payments and closing costs on house. Here is your keys to your house. You make the payments. We did the best we could, and we voted. That's all we did for years. Until I had to go out and buy a semi-truck with a satellite radio and listen to talk radio all day, came off the road, sold the truck, and got into politics. Vicky said to me last night, we were watching Northern Exposure, Chris or somebody said something about, you know, different careers or keeping it fresh or every so often changing up. She goes, she looked over at me. She says, yeah, that's a fact. She's been married to about 8 different guys. Still me, but just different job descriptions. Nick Wallace wants Jack. Nick, I am so sorry. You texted me after the show yesterday. Did I have time for a quick call? Dude, I was nuclear. I was blasted all day. I'll call you after the show today. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number 2. We'll be right back.